Network.
Show with the BBC, does a show on Russia Today. We're going to your calls here in just a moment. But Max, I noticed that a Russia Today ad, a video ad, on those big video screens for the airports. It's okay to have the global warming ads and the gun control ads. Simply, you know, said things, what's a more powerful weapon, a machine gun or a video camera? Russia Today. And that was censored. That wasn't allowed. And I watched Russia Today. They have video about their police being corrupt in Russia. They have video about eugenics. They have videos about world government. They have videos about climate change being a fraud. And it's like Russian TV is the free television. I mean, I can't believe the stuff that's on Russia Today exposing their own government. And then meanwhile, it's censored here, and Bill O'Reilly is attacking it.
Look, Russia Today is fantastic network. They are doing to the English-speaking news world what Al Jazeera was supposed to do but was too timid and never stepped up to the plate, Al Jazeera English. They never did what we thought that they would do. Russia Today is doing it. They're taking on the monopolists in the U.S. media space. And they're going with the top stories. They're getting the great reporters. I'm doing a show on Russia Today. Of course, I'm got to be considered in that group of great reporters. But the ratings are skyrocketing. Their marketing is brilliant. And if you haven't seen Russia Today yet, they're brilliant on the web. They put everything on the web. On my show on Russia Today last week, you know, they did a story on Bill O'Reilly. They said Bill O'Reilly was dissing Russia Today. And I, you know, on my show, I slammed O'Reilly, you know, in a way that I thought he would have responded to. But I guess he's too much of a chicken. I called him a coprophagist, which your listening audience can look up on dictionary.com. And basically, he's eating the product of his own spew. And haven't heard yet from O'Reilly. I challenged him to come on my show. But he's such a chicken. He's such a Murdoch creation guy, little boy, hiding in his room, playing with his toys.
Well, he now gets up almost every night and calls for sales taxes and excise taxes as the conservative thing to do to pay the bankers. You've got Iceland being seized by the bankers. I mean, this guy is he poses as a populist. This guy is a nightmare.
Well, you know, he's also a coward. In other words, if I went on his show, I would reduce him to a puddle of tears in about 15 seconds. But Murdoch's never going to let me go on Bill O'Reilly's show, on Fox News show.
You know, I've been offered to be on ABC, Fox, and others in debates, but they always want to tape it. They always want to tape it so they can edit it out. And so I decided I won't travel for the taping, but I will travel. I mean, I will sit here and let them come here. So I do have one of the big three cable networks coming in 2 weeks, and I'm sure it's going to be a disaster. But these people are amazing.
Well, they're protected just like the banks. Nobody can really go on their show and deal with them one on one.
They're sending one of the biggest TV hosts in the country here to interview me.
Well, it's fantastic. Like I said, you know, I have what I call Alex in Wonderland. Everything that you say is becoming true, you know. And 2 years ago, a year ago, things that were dismissed as conspiracy theory are becoming true. So you're waking up into your own dream of everything you've been saying is true.
Didn't you say you're making a film called Alex in Wonderland?
Yeah, it's listed on my site, piratemyfilm.com. I also have a film on there called Broker Zero, about 9/11, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, but I want you to take this from the market of speculation to I'd like to see Alex in Wonderland.
Well, it's on piratemyfilm.com, so anybody who's a listener can go to piratemyfilm.com. They can sign up. They can indicate that when we achieve 100% of our financing needs, that they will be debited $5, and then we'll go out and make the film, and then we'll deliver to them a download, plus I'll give them a cut of any of the ad revenues going forward. So worst case scenario is you get a great download. Then a better case scenario is you end up getting $5 back. And then the best case scenario is that you get $5 back plus you get a huge bonus.
So it's up to the listeners to go to PirateMyFilm.com and make Alex Jones in Wonderland, Alex in Wonderland of reality. We are not in Kansas anymore, as they say. Max Kaiser, you
can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to break down the full view of what's happening with the body scanners and why this is such an important issue and why we're going to develop a boycott in the next few days and launch it. All the details are at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. While I'm talking to Max and taking calls, let's put the images of what the scanners really show. The mainstream media is blurring these. This is your wife. This is your daughter. This is you. This is what they're going to be showing. This is of looks like a 25-year-old woman completely naked in the scanners. This is what they really show. We have other photos from the scanners at InfoWars.com. Okay? Going back to Max Kaiser. Max, let's take some calls quickly. Marvin in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, you are the man. You know, I've been listening to your show probably about 3 or 4 months now, and it's confirmation of information that I got like 15 years ago. And it's, I agree with Max. It's like Alex in Wonderland. Everything is coming true. Now, my question to you is your program on the radio here anywhere in North Carolina, particularly Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem area?
I believe I'm only on one station in North Carolina. We're on over 70 stations now. That sounds like a lot. It's really not. We're number one on the Internet. We're also on WWCR. But, no, the best place to get it for everybody is the free podcast. We deliver 1 hour after the show every day, all 4 hours free and high quality. Just go to the listen section of InfoWars.com. You can always listen to Global Shortwave. WWCR carries all 4 hours live, then re-airs at 9 p.m. Central to 1 a.m. Central on WWCR as well. Saturdays, they re-air 4 hours of the Friday show on XM Radio. And that's a test they've been doing for a year. They know it gets high ratings, but they're scared of it. Anything else, Marvin?
Yeah, I have a female friend that is an Obama lover. In conjunction with the fact, I think she's actually suffering from Stockholm syndrome. I learned about that in the military. And, you know, I've been told by some constituents of mine where if you're going to deal with her, you're going to have to help wake her up, or otherwise, you know, you're not doing your job. So any recommendations?
Marvin, let me get a recommendation from Max Kaiser. What's the best way to wake somebody up that doesn't want to be awake?
Obama is to violence what Tiger Woods is to sex.
Yeah, well, I think the Tiger Woods thing, that's mostly a smear campaign.
It's a distraction. No, but, I mean, he's saying Tiger Woods is to sex what Obama is to violence. I mean, Obama is there to con liberals, just like Bush was there to con conservatives. These are Madison Avenue-produced creatures who have no power. And so point out to her that he broke all his promises. Marvin, I appreciate your call. Go through some of the promises, Max, from your own view, that Obama has broken royally.
Well, it's just the repeal of a lot of the things that Bush did. I thought when he got into office, he was going to repeal a lot of those policies that Bush into place in terms of extraordinary rendition, torture, kidnapping. I thought he would repeal them. But not only has he not repealed them, but he's made them more onerous and more restrictive. So he's actually doing a lot worse. He's just taken the ball and run with it and made it a lot worse.
Yeah, things have gotten worse. And they'll get worse under the Republican savior coming in 3 years.
Well, because all the policy, you know, you've got a government that's been captured by the professional speculators on Wall Street, and they wanted their objective, the business model,
yes,
is to get cheap money and not to have to pay for any of their losing bets.
Marvin, what you do is you explain to her that Obama works for the very same bankers that ran Clinton, that ran Bush. You can give them the names. And that it's the same system, and that she needs to get past the puppets and to the real power behind the throne. It's that simple. Take her behind the stage, behind the curtain, behind the movie screen. Omar in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes,
thanks,
sir,
for all your hard work. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thanks for infiltrating Bohemian Grove. That woke my brother up to the New World Order, by the way.
Awesome.
And thanks to you, Max Kaiser, for all your hard work. I heard you say that our dollar was going to become like toilet paper. For the everyday man, what would you advise, like if you only had a couple thousand to work with, what would you advise me to do? Because I'm worried about the economic collapse and those hyperinflation. What do you advise?
Well, okay, I'm not giving investment advice, but I will tell you that the obvious play here is that everything, all the currencies, including the U.S. dollar, are going to be deflating against gold bullion, and I would buy gold bullion not, you know, outside of the United States. Goldmoney.com is the only place that I know of, the best place that I know of, where you can actually buy gold bullion and have it being held outside of the United States.
Well, Max, my issue is that I don't hold paper certificates in gold. I don't put my gold in some faraway vault in another country. I know you think it's safe to not be grabbed overseas, but look what's happening to the Swiss and all those bank accounts and things being grabbed. I'll tell you where I get my gold and physically hold it's minusresources.com. But regardless, I agree with you. Gold is the place for people to invest. Thank you so much, Omar in Illinois. But briefly, what will it look like as the dollar, which they've gone from debating should we get rid of it to how will we get rid of it? How do you see that process of the slow death of the dollar, or will it be a fast death? It's been a slow death, but steadily down. How do you see that taking place?
Well, I think we're seeing it happen right now with the IMF. It's very active in Europe right now with the special drawing rights, which are a composite or a currency that's really an accounting entry in book form. And they are getting ready to do a recalibration of the global currency grid, and everything will be exchanged into these special drawing rights, at a ratio that will, quote-unquote, rebalance the global economy. At some point in 2010, this is going to become a big issue. You're going to say the global economy is completely unbalanced. The banks aren't lending, no matter how much money we give them. And China keeps making all these profits and hoarding all their dollars. So we need to get together, and we need to rebalance the global economy, which means that all the major fiat currencies are going to be thrown into a special drawing right and then spilled back out at a ratio that will, quote-unquote, rebalance the economy. The biggest loser in that scenario is the U.S. dollar. By far, it's going to take a haircut of between 30 and 40%, similar to the haircut it took under FDR. It took a 40% haircut as a way to revalue the dollar, and I would anticipate something like that again and coming soon.
All right, let's quickly take another call here. Let's talk to David in Washington. You're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, you were talking about Russia today and, you know, how it covers news that American media won't cover. And, you know, I was talking to my parents, and they, you know, they came from Russia too. And they say, you know, they understand what is happening. They went through the same exact thing with their communists. You know, my mom was just laughing the other day saying, you know, we came here, we ran away from the system, and we came back to the system here in America.
But it's a more high-tech version. I appreciate your call. Comments on that, Max?
Well, it's amazing that America seems that they have to censor ads from Russia today. They don't have enough faith in their own population to be able to sort through what they feel is material that is not in their interest. And so the federal government is saying, you know, we don't even want you to be exposed to anything. We want total control over the total global media footprint, which is, of course, the hallmark of an empire. And let's get down to brass tacks, Alex. The reason why Al Jazeera English and Russia Today are not, you know, they're seen by the Fox News and the CNBCs as competition. And just like the banks on Wall Street and other parts of the economy, they don't want competition. And they don't want Russia Today. They don't want Al Jazeera English. They don't want to compete with anybody. They want a monopoly. They want all the viewers. They want to say what they want to say without getting challenged in any way over there at Fox News.
And let me say this. Al Jazeera got big by being a little more open. But once they got big, they've gotten as mainline as Fox News, in my opinion, now, and CNN. Russia Today is being super radical, exposing their own government, our government. I can't believe the stuff that's on there. It's as if I'm programming it or something. It's just amazing. And let's hope that once they get the giant market share, because they're smart, that they continue with what they've been doing. Because I remember Bill O'Reilly, 10 years ago, he was having Tony Brown on, Tony Brown's journal, talking about the Illuminati and the New World Order. So he built his audience. I mean, did you see O'Reilly 10, 12 years ago? It was like anti-New World Order. He built that giant audience, giving people what they want, the truth, and then, but he only did it for 2 years and then flip-flopped and then just gets worse and worse. And now he says you're a dirty communist if you don't want more taxes. I mean, you know, it's sick.
Well, I'll give you another huge flip-flop, which is, you know, amazing, is, you know, Bono from the group U2.
He wants total internet police state.
Yeah, like China. He holds China up as an example. You know, and this is like My Site Pirate My Film is meant to challenge this whole Bono thought that, you know, the copyright needs to be protected for perpetuity. That's like giving the population an intellectual, lobotomy by having copyright extended indefinitely. Your copyright has to live and breathe. It has to go back into the public domain every 20 years, not lifetime plus 70 years as it is now, and it keeps getting extended. Every time Mickey Mouse is set to enter the public domain, Disney sends lobbyists to Washington to extend copyright. That's completely...
Max, we're out of time. Incredible interview. Look forward to talking to you again soon, being on your Russia Today TV show. It was good being on the British show and others. And in the last 30 seconds, I hope everybody gets Fall of the Republic on DVD. You're a big part of the film. A lot of people think you're the most powerful part. What do you think of Fall of the Republic?
I think the people who consider me to be the most powerful part of the film are absolutely right.
But what do you think of the documentary itself?
I I think it's a great follow-up to the Obama deception. You know, if you watch those two films together, if you have the time to sit down and watch Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, it's the 1-2 punch. That's all you need to know to see things in the light you need to, survive this next 10 years.
Yeah, Marvin needs to show this to his girlfriend that won't wake up. Max, it was great having you on with us. Thank you so much for joining us early in the new year.
All right, thanks, buddy.
2010, ladies and gentlemen, the year we're going to really start moving towards bringing down the New World Order. We're going to have even more victories this year. We'll be right back with the body scanners.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We have 40 minutes left in the syndicated radio transmission. I am now going to give you the complete overview on the basics of the airport naked body scanners and exactly why this is being done. We are being incrementally taught that what goes on in the airports will then happen on the streets and schools and shopping malls and bus terminals and train terminals of America. 7 years ago, Homeland Security, newly sworn in director, Governor Ridge, had a 2-hour symposium on C-SPAN that I happened to cross at home, and I've done, of course, countless amounts of research after that, where he said, the no-fly will be a no-buy, a no-work. Everyone will have a national ID card. If you haven't paid taxes or have bad credit, you won't be able to fly or have jobs. You'll go to the government to be put on a form of probation outside of law, outside of the courts, to be able to go get your job and do community service for them, like prisoners snuffling snow in D.C. Citizens can't have those jobs. Slavery. And they started out, Napolitano's on record now saying we're going to incrementally, Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of England's on record saying, we're putting the body scanners in at every airport. Europe's putting them in all at the same time, right on cue. They start putting them in the weeks before the underwear bomber strikes. They hype it right on time. And they are saying that they are going to put them in every airport. They're going in Austin. They're going in everywhere. They're going in where I live. And that in the next year, they're going to phase in where everyone has to go through them. They 360 body scan you. They have serious health effects, according to scientific reports we're going to go over. They record a digital biometric image of your body, just like your thumbprint or your face scan. It's even more accurate to have your body 360 scanned than they keep that in a database, just like they've now declassified 14 years after I first broke it. That all babies for 37 years in the Western world under a secret UN genome project have had their blood taken at birth. In fact, Google that article out of the Austin American Statesman. State destroys 4 million blood samples of babies. Just starting that because people are finally waking up from this show and suing. People won't believe that. I want them to see it. We'll also put on screen what is really seen with these scanners. The media is showing you blurred images. There's so many facets. I'm going to try to cover it. But first, how many reports have you seen on the news of women being forced to drink their own breast milk when it's in a baby bottle for them? First, you're not supposed to breastfeed on a plane because it freaks people out, but the naked body scanners are good. Everything natural is bad. Everything unnatural and evil is good. How many people do they beat to death and taser to death in airports? In Hawaii, baby detained dies in Honolulu Airport. Associated Press, MSNBC. I'll show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a close shot. They came in. They had their IDs. They had everything. They just decided to hold them. The baby died. So there's all of that abuse. Notice how they've cycled up the abuse. First, after 9/11, they start questioning you. They create a no-fly list. Now they have bills to make it a no-buy list, where they secretly put you on a list. Over 1 million Americans, 25,000 a month put on it. But every time there's a real terrorist who's even on it, they let them in. So we have that going on. And then they start having you take your shoes off and your belt off and untuck your shirt and open up your laptop and tell them what's on your computer. TSA announced 2 years ago they would start seizing computers randomly and downloading their contents without warrants, charging people for tax offenses that they found in the computers. If you fly internationally, mainline porn is illegal to transport it. You know, of two 30-year-old people having sex, a man and a woman, that's illegal. They are using this to go after everybody and catch them in this web. Then you have all the huge profits being made by Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, who owns a bunch of stock in the main companies, out promoting it. Total conflicts of interest, billions and billions a year spent on these systems. Since I mentioned it, put it on screen. Texas to destroy baby blood taken without consent. And that's out of the AP. Your state to destroy blood samples. That's Austin American Statesman, San Antonio Express News. Again, this is the type of secret stuff that's been going on forever. My point is that they're in the business of violating your rights. It's all illegal. On top of that, the Amsterdam airport had the body scanners. He wasn't put through them. He didn't have a passport. The underwear bomber was led by a sharp-dressed man on board the plane. Someone videotaped the whole event. Then once they got off the plane, someone was reportedly found with a bomb. That was covered up. The FBI's now admitted they lied, but won't say why. Within minutes of that story breaking Sunday, on that Christmas, on that Friday, they had the body scanners on the news saying this is the solution to coincide with the release. We'll come back over all of it on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Okay, we're back live. I'm clearing the phone lines. I'm going to do about a 10-minute analysis and breakdown of the body scanners that I want to hear specifically from callers on their ideas to boycott the airlines, the government, ways to stop this, what you're doing to expose it, to warn people, until the end of the transmission. Now, the London Independent reported, and they've had top security experts on. The headline is, are planned airport scanners just a scam? New technology that Gordon Brown relies on for his response to the Christmas Day bomb attack has been tested and found wanting. The explosive device smuggled in the clothing of the Detroit bomb suspect would not have been detected by body scanners set to be introduced in British airports, an expert on the technology warned last night. And again, I will state the key. Mainstream television and newspapers cannot show you the real images. There are thousands of them online put out by the security companies. You can see every hair, every freckle, every fold of the male and female genitalia. Put it back on screen for people. And we have two key articles written by Paul Watson today that are up on PrisonPlanet.com. Alex Jones calls for mass resistance to implementation of body scanners. And, of course, airports set to become primary peddlers of child porn. And we show you what the scanners really do, and you need to show everybody you know. It's one thing that you know about this. Taking action is what empowers you and what gives us victories, just like we had over the global governance formation in Copenhagen, just like we had over the flu. That whole fear-mongering event has been a complete defeat for the enemy. All the evidence and lawsuits and their attempts in New York and Massachusetts to make it law, to make you take the shot, failed. They tried to set that precedent. They failed. And if you take action, they will fail again. Now, there's another key story we posted at PrisonPlanet.com, and I've seen countless reports the last 2 years from universities and top scientists. We're lining a bunch of them up for the show. Full-body scanners to fry travelers with radiation. The studies show that the X-ray-type radiation is high-powered and can break up the DNA strands in the body. No kidding, it's also dangerous for the operators that run these systems. But again, I just showed you that photo of the naked woman in the body scanner. They always show the images on the news of someone with a gun or a knife. With these scans, the image is everyone that's scanned is guilty. That's the subconscious image that is put out there. I also want to add that the new body scanners break child porn laws in England and clearly in the U.S., and the London Guardian and the government admits that. Here's the article from the Guardian. New scanners break child porn laws. Now, remember this article I covered on Sunday's show? Microsoft seeks patent for office spy software where everyone will wear a bracelet that tracks their heart rate, their mood, a earpiece that tracks their brain waves. This is medicalizing everything, making everyone be medically listed for something. They want to make all new cars. I saw this 6 years ago, GM, Toyota, with a digital camera scanner that picks up signs in the face if you're tired. It will dial the cell phone in the OnStar system and call police to come arrest you. I know people arrest and charge with DWI-like crimes all over the country. I know people personally in Austin for the cops saying they're tired. You get off work at 4 a.m., they say, hey, you tired? Yeah, I'm tired. Boom, handcuffs, making everybody a criminal. Also, these are similar radiation to CT scans, CAT scans. They're putting in airports passive brain scanners at a distance that pick up your brain waves. That's been done in multiple airports around the U.S. and Europe since 2002. CBS News also reports new focus on danger of CT scans. Again, we mentioned how Chertoff and others are making millions of dollars apiece, billions total, off of, as the head of Homeland Security and the new head of Homeland Security, ordering these when they're also invested in the companies. That's in the Boston Globe as well. Meanwhile, the TSA is countering. Washington Post tries to assuage privacy concerns about full-body scans. Already shoeless, beltless, it has come to this, and waterless. More beleaguered air passengers will be holding their legs apart, raising their arms, and effectively bearing it all as they pass through U.S. airport security checkpoints for the full body scan. And notice, they can have you put your hands out or out and down to get the scan. It's hands up, the symbol of I submit, I'm a criminal. That's the psychological message there. And so they're now trying to say, oh, we're protecting you. Oh, we're taking care of you. Oh, we've enslaved you for your own good. Obama's playing the part of the big daddy out there saving us, doing this for all our own good. He doesn't want it to happen, but they've got top U.S. generals. I've got two articles on that on the news the last 2 days saying an airliner will be blown up in the next 100 days. We will be hit by terrorists. You better give up all your rights. Continuing here, I'm going to keep putting that image of the naked woman in the scanner, cutting to another TSA photo of a woman in the scanner with the man looking at the scanner of her naked body with a smile on his face. A picture does tell a million words, not a thousand. Continuing, they are isolating us all. They are training us to be hopeless. They are training us to submit to them. They are training us incrementally. No water, no milk, no baby food. No shampoo. Take your belt off. Take your shoes off. All acts of submission. Now you have to put your hands in your lap on the flight. Can't put a blanket over your lap. there's national events if somebody has diarrhea in the head on the airplanes. Obama's notified of a man in there for 20 minutes defecating. Again, just this culture of fear and everybody's scared and only Big Brother can save us. As they profit off of the control systems, not only at the top, but all these blue-collar workers that can't get jobs now can get jobs in the TSA, which admits they're rolling out nationwide in England as well with mobile body scanners, pulling up to bars, forcing everyone through it, arresting people for no reason. There was an Austin case a few years ago, and it goes on all over Texas, where they come into, in one case, the Radisson Hotel. The guy was a business traveler. They watched him drink three beers at the counter. They arrested him for intoxication when he was at a hotel, didn't even have a car. Again, all about getting us in the system, making everyone a criminal. Conditioning us to accept all of this abuse, setting up the face scanning cameras, the license plate reading cameras. They biometrically scan you with this body scanning system. Now they can, with passive scanners on the streets, already going in, shoot through your clothes and get your true identity because they match the scan with your personal ID when you go through the plane, when you go through the checkpoint. So again, mass humiliation, mass public humiliation. The TSA employees themselves, unless they hired the most horrible criminals like Homeland Security has for their private prisons, and like the Pentagon hired jail guards with histories of rape and abuse, that came out to run Abu Ghraib and hundreds of other camps around the world who like to rape people. The sexualization of torture, that all came out, all the torture based around raping people's children in front of them, the Army's own report, General Toogoomba's own report. In fact, pull up Army's report on torture, MSNBC, General Toogoomba, put that on screen. People won't believe it. Raping children with battery acid, raping children in front of their parents. You go read the Army's own report. Okay, so we have all of that going on. We need to discuss how we boycott them, the most successful and focused way to do it. I will not be taking any pleasure flights. I never do anyways. I've never allowed my children to fly because stuff like this could happen. They can be tasered, they can be killed, anything. But you need to cut back on business, do more teleconferencing. Let the airlines know every time you don't fly, you did it because of this. Because here's the key to the legalese. They say it's a privilege to drive a car. They say it's a privilege to fly, a privilege to own a gun. All of that is a lie. In the 1920s, heavy trucks began to drive on the roads. So they went to people in New Jersey and New York State and said, don't you want a tax on these truckers making all this money? The public said, oh, yes, we don't want them making money. We're greedy. You know, they played that psychological divide-and-conquer tactic, and so they made truckers get a license. Then by the 50s, everybody had to get a paper license. Now they put points on it. Now they restrict it. Now it's a national ID card through the Real ID Act. Now they have a hemispheric North American Union ID card you can get to travel in North America. We're already going into this system. Commerce on the roads, they've passed laws, is a privilege to go get a commercial driver's license, not to get the regular license. But same thing with the airports. They go into the big airport companies, government paid for, government facilities with private contracts. They go to the big private airlines. Notice private aviation, general aviation, private jets, private Cessnas, Lear jets, they don't have to do this. It's because a deal's made with the private corporations. They gave the airlines $25 billion in 2002 as the payoff to agree to all of this. They give them billions more each year. They pay them to lobby and to accept, saying it's our policy. And the feds come in out of their jurisdiction, taking over the airports as their jurisdiction unlawfully, and make you go through all these different screening procedures and naked body scanners now. Do you see how they're operating? Do you see how they're getting away with this? Because they make the deal with the airlines to force you to do it. Then the TSA expands to the trains, to the malls, to the streets. They have TSA Viper teams in Houston running checkpoints, in Miami, Florida, in New York City, suddenly at New Year's Eve events in L.A. and New York and all over the place. Troops, regular troops are out there, troop checkpoints, National Guard searching people, wanding them. Just more and more conditioning, more and more bringing you into this. And remember, the Amsterdam airport had the body scanners. Until we have a broken people through the Stockholm syndrome that submit to this, and if you'll submit to naked body scanners and knowing your family's being recorded and knowing you're being biometrically scanned, you'll put up with anything. Meanwhile, we have all the billboards and all the TV ads and radio ads and propaganda placement in the dramas on television and these news programs about how torture's good, secret arrest is good, sexual abuse is good. Did you guys find the MSNBC Army's report on torture, General Tagumbu? Yeah, I want it up. I want to show people. I don't want to just say something. I want them to see it. I know it's real, but they need to be faced with it. So all of this is how the government's our big daddy. They're going to take care of us. They're the boss. Literally half the billboards when I drove to Dallas, interviewed Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, half the billboards were report illegal guns, report child abuse. The government cares about you. Flashing billboards about a grandma who's got Alzheimer's, always meant to sound reasonable. Now suddenly the billboards are saying report terrorists, report illegal guns. Now they're putting out the Orwellian Running Man type messages. So again, if they tried to make TSA people actually take women and children in and strip them, people would physically realize how abusive this is. But by having the instrumentality of a machine, a quackery, it has this scientific glow to it. Like it's okay if the man is looking at a scan of your wife's most detailed body parts on her breasts and genitals and caboose. It doesn't matter if all of that's going on. It doesn't matter if your five-year-old son or daughter are being put through it and they're being recorded. It's okay. And public schools from Tennessee, Missouri, and California have all been caught, mainstream news, recording girls in the showers, putting it on police databases, sharing it. So all of this government data they always grabs gets leaked. We know this will be leaked, of Hollywood stars and others. So it's literally a strip search. So people need to realize that that is what it's doing. And again, we have the sexualization of torture. We have the White House pushing it. We have it continuing, expanding under Obama. And the biggest group, the number one body of scholarships for college and community college now, especially inner city youth, they have Homeland Security through the police departments taking over the Boy Scouts Explorer program. 3,000 graduates in L.A. alone this year. That's in the L.A. Times. Training them for warrant service to, quote, take on disgruntled vets. New York Times, images of dead vets in mock shootouts with the 14-year-old Boy Scouts. Where all the jobs, the scholarships, everything is for data mining, tracking, surveilling, controlling, which the private banking interest owns and controls and makes money with and pays off people in Homeland Security and the Pentagon by having the Pentagon and Homeland Security, when they're in office, call for more of this. Then as soon as they leave office, they get executive positions in all these companies. So that's another way to go after this, is with the insider payoffs, the graft, the corruption. And that is the basic rundown on all of this. There's a lot of other facets. Here's the Boston Globe. Group slams Chert off on scanner promotion because he's making money off of it with his security consulting. Here's the Boston Globe. Close shot of that. There's the Army report right there. U.S. Army report on Iraqi prisoner abuse. The actual report, 2004. Raping children with battery acid in front of their parents. That's who runs things. This is psychopaths setting up their wonderland, setting up their psychology, selling you with all the TV and movie heroes, torturing people's children to get the answers. And the real world is going on. Homeland Security had a C-SPAN party when Governor Ridge was in, praising Jack Bauer as their mascot. Totally sick. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead. Can you guys bring up Frank in New York, please?
Thanks. Thanks, Alex. A happy new year. Yeah, you've done a tremendous job alerting people to the dangers of this. What I think is going to have to be done, Alex, is people are going to have to charge the people operating the machines with, creating pornography. And they're going to have to...
Well, they're going to claim federal immunity, but they don't have immunity because they do it in this federal power grab on the airport reservations that are now metastasizing out.
But the point is, people are going to have to bring the cases before the court, and also they're going to have to...
You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride.
No,
you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. I agree with you.
And this is an important issue, too. This is really an unlawful search and seizure because there's no probable cause.
Yes.
And ultimately, that is what has to be brought in the lawsuit, and also the fact that the insiders... in violation of laws that were passed in the 1970s, have a conflict of interest in the government with their private investments that are not put in blind trusts. and the law has to come down on them using RICO to do that. And it means everyone from George Bush's father, former President Bush 41, Bill Clinton, numerous senators, and the neocons that were in, you know, both administrations.
I agree
all
with
of those
points.
Have to be...
Great point, Frank. I appreciate your call. Eric in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Alex Jones. Pleasure to speak to you once again.
Welcome.
All right, so I have a solution here. If I was Alex Jones, what I would do is I would put a downloadable MP3 file on my website, like Infowars.com, along with the flyer. The flyer can have pictures of, like, the woman in the getting her body scanned, the naked picture. I would put the naked picture right on the flyer, some key points, and then, like, you can put 70...
And then the police and news will say it's wrong to post pornography, and you say, hey, the body, the government's recording our naked bodies.
Well, you
people
can,
have a right to see this.
Yeah. And then you can have 78 minutes of audio on an MP3. You know, Alex, I don't understand why you don't have any MP3 files on your website, because what I do is I record... like.
Sure, we do have MP3 files, or at least we had them up there. I mean, we post that too, don't we? We have MP3 files on the site and the listen page, sir, and right underneath the player on Infowars.com.
You can't download that onto a CD.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. We try to make it as easy as we can. Send it to us. I have thought about my boycott plan, having other flyer contests. That is a small part of my overall operation. I like to give folks lots of different ideas to take action. Great points, Eric. I appreciate it. Hey, we're trying to get more employees. We're trying to do a better job. I'm not the only one here fighting this. We're going to post this on YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv, spread these files out to everyone, but instead it's a complaint about how I'm not doing enough. I'm sorry. I'm bad.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Right now.
We will continue with the big issue, what comes after the naked body scanners? Well, we know, implantable microchips, shock bracelets, all of it. We'll continue tomorrow discussing this. We have, what, Alan Watt coming up tomorrow? A bunch of other very informative guests. I want to jam in a few final calls from Mark, Aaron, Nathan, and Doug if we can. But we'll continue tomorrow with listeners about your ideas. Let that percolate, marinate about how we boycott, how we take action. We're developing this program. First, we warn the public about just how serious these body scanners are. Before I take a few final calls, I want to let you know about some sponsors made today's show possible. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Everybody needs to get back to the land. The globalists want us off the land. Even if you have a little backyard, you can grow an incredible garden. The Survival Seed Bank has non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds of a wide variety and super high quality, a great value. SurvivalSeedBank.com is the website, www.SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. Plus, gardening is just so much fun. Your children will love it. We need to start getting back to our humanity. Plus, it's good to store a few of these or give them as gifts. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365, or SurvivalSeedBank.com. Take action today. And finally, EcuadorCentral.com. If some of you just want to bug out or look into places in Central or South America, down in South America, Ecuador, a lot of people I know are moving there. EcuadorCentral.com believes we all have a duty to protect our families and our wealth. If you're considering a new life somewhere else, want a second home outside the U.S., or if you want to invest in a growing economy, EcuadorCentral.com can help you. Ecuador is a country with friendly people, good food, and great weather all year round, especially in the mountains, where you can live better for a lot less. Ecuador Central, that's E-C-U, that's E-C-U-A-D-O-R, Central.com, EcuadorCentral.com. And a big shout-out and thanks to our sponsors that make the show possible. Okay, Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, great work, great work. Listen, for the evildoers behind all of this, it's not about the money. They own the printing press. But for everybody in between, you and
it's
I, everybody
it's about the power
else,
making us submit and making other people do evil things for money. Go ahead.
So they will use, being that they have unlimited resources with the printing press, they will use money to control the rest of us. I say we call everybody, every company that's involved in the travel business, the airlines, the airports, resorts, Carnival Cruise Lines, all these companies, call them and tell them you're not going to fly, you're not going to come and see them, you're not going to do business with them, because it's ridiculous.
Having your body angry, and when you go through the airport and they try to put you in it, you say, absolutely not, record it with your iPhone like the Ron Paul supporter did to show how they abuse you. They'll lie about you. You'll catch them in lies, and do not let them put you through the scanner.
That's exactly right. In 2005, I got a ticket from the TSA for a bunch of crazy baloney. It's just ridiculous. This is an assault on our privacy.
They're now charging people for tweezers and small scissors in women's makeup bags with felonies. They hate us. They want us. They want to put us in prison. They want to make us slaves. So how do tyrants make people slaves? They pass laws to make everyone criminal.
It's all about control, Alex. It's control, control, control. They want to control us. They want us to reel us in, rein us in, to be a part of their control system. And that's it. And I'm not participating. I don't know about the rest of you. I am not participating. I'm calling these people now. When I get off the phone here, I'm making calls. You got me inspired again, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, Mark. Aaron in Canada, you're on the air. Same stuff going on in Canada. Go ahead. Aaron.
Hey, Alex, I just want to point out, I think there's a big opportunity to make a global statement here with the Olympics coming up in Vancouver.
Boycott them.
Well, yeah, I mean, the world stage is going to be on Vancouver mid-February, so I think there's a big opportunity there to put something together.
And that's why they're saying no signs allowed, even in the streets of the city, no free speech. Your own media is calling it martial law.
Well, it is going to be stayed here.
Everybody needs to be out there with flyers, banners, you name it. We have got to make a big deal out of the body scanners. However we can get publicity to expose it. Great point. It films your entire naked body. Mainstream media admits it's child pornography. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.